This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 18th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Biden, tariffs, and inflation. Farmers' crops improved this spring, and Gulf dead zone expected to grow. Now here's a programming note. Tomorrow is a federal holiday for Juneteenth. Daybreak will return on Thursday. CBO due to release latest farm program baseline. The Congressional Budget Office is due to release its latest 10-year estimates for farm programs today. The new baseline is not expected to have any direct impact on the current farm bill discussions, but it could show whether lawmakers will face even greater budget challenges in the next Congress if they don't get the legislation done this year. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania was determined to get his bill out of committee in May to ensure that CBO scored its cost off the baseline released last spring rather than the one that's due out today. That's because the new baseline is expected to have projections that would make it more expensive to write the bill. Biden links tariff plan to inflation. President Biden's campaign is attacking former President Trump's trade policy by suggesting his proposal for an across-the-board tariff on imported products could spur more inflation. Biden has kept Trump's tariffs on China intact, but Trump has been pushing for even higher tariffs as a way to protect U.S. industries, an issue he pitched in meetings with House Republicans last week. At the same time, the inflation issue continues to dog Biden's reelection campaign, even though grocery prices in particular have moderated over the last year or so. Donald Trump has repeatedly touted his economic plan to increase tariffs on imports to offset tax cuts for the ultra-wealthy. The result is quite simple: increased costs for average Americans. The Biden campaign said in a release yesterday, which cited Bloomberg News report on the impact of Trump's tariff proposal. This issue could resurface in the June 27 presidential debate. Take note, the polling numbers continue to be rough for Biden. The latest Des Moines Register poll in Iowa shows Trump up by 18 points, 50% to 32%. As rural as it is, Iowa was once a very purple state, carried twice by Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Al Gore before that. It's now looking deep red. Pollster Ann Seltzer is the gold standard in Iowa polling and considered one of the most reliable in the country. The latest 538 average of polls has Trump up by just under a point nationally. Crop conditions much improved this spring. Major U.S. crops continue to look better this spring than they did a year ago. Some 73% of the nation's corn crop is rated good to excellent condition as of this year, up from 55% at this time a year ago. That according to the USDA's latest crop progress report. 70% of soybeans rated good to excellent compared to 54% a year ago. Other crops are looking much better this spring as well. Some 54% of the cotton crop is rated as good to excellent compared to 47% at this time last year. As for winter wheat, 49% is good to excellent this week, up from 38% a year ago. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Larger-than-average hypoxic zone expected in Gulf. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration expects to see a larger-than-average hypoxic zone in the Gulf of Mexico this summer that will encompass an area around the size of Connecticut. the hypoxic zone projected by NOAA to cover approximately 5,827 square miles is the result of excess nutrients, some of which come from fertilizer applied to farm fields that flow down the Mississippi and arrive in the Gulf, where they fuel algae overgrowth. These algae can deplete oxygen of the water after they die and decompose. NOAA's hypoxic zone model is based off U.S. Geological Survey estimates that indicate nitrate levels are 7% below and phosphorus loads on the river are 22% above long-term averages. Colorado recommends testing cows before livestock shows. Colorado State Veterinarian is recommending dairy producers isolate cows after attending any livestock shows and use biosecurity measures during events amid a string of outbreaks that has led to 10 facilities within the state being placed under quarantine. The guidelines recommend livestock owners get their animals tested 7 days before attending a livestock show, that according to an email media release. In case of any illness, livestock owners and event organizers should isolate animals and report sickness to veterinarians. Colorado's actions follow a similar announcement from Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, requiring H5N1 testing before movement of lactating dairy cattle to fairs or exhibitions. The requirement goes into effect June 19th. Reappointment process to reshuffle soybean board seats. The United Soybean Board would lose a North Dakota seat, pick up a New York member for 2025 under a reappointment plan proposed by the Agriculture Marketing Service yesterday. The total number of members on the board would remain at 77. The number of representatives from North Dakota would drop from 4 to 3, while New York's representation would double from 1 member to 2. Membership is determined based on soybean production data captured by the National Ag Statistics Service for the years 2018 to 2022. Urban Ag Committee meeting next month. The Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production Advisory Committee will meet July 11th to discuss proposed recommendations to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on policies and outreach related to urban, indoor, and other emerging agriculture production practices. The committee was established by the 2018 Farm Bill. Registration to speak at the meeting will open July 8th, that according to a Federal Register notice published today. Here's a correction from yesterday. Daybreak misidentified the home state of Representative Andrea Salinas, a Democrat of Oregon. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 18th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.